G'day and welcome to the Hunting Connection podcast. My name is Zach Williams and I am your host. Here we'll connect you with hunters, fishers and outdoor enthusiasts from around the globe. This podcast will share hunting and fishing stories, including past experiences, and tackle the tough hunting stereotypes our community faces. We hope to be a positive influence to those outside the community while also having a laugh along the way. Hope you enjoy the podcast. G'day and welcome to this short, devastating episode. So the South Australian government has come out with, they are going ahead with this proposed bow hunting ban. It's going to take effect by the end of 2024, unfortunately. So they've sent out an email in the past couple days that says, "I am writing to you to provide you with an update on the government of South Australia's commitment to ban the use of bows and crossbows to hunt animals. As a result of community feedback on the original proposal to implement this ban and feedback received as part of the Animal Welfare Act 1985 review, the state government is intending to progress with a revised approach to this ban. It was originally proposed to implement the ban by amending the National Parks and Wildlife Hunting Regulations in 2011 to prohibit the use of bows and crossbows to hunt animals subject to a basic hunting permit. Instead, a revised approach intends to comprehensively ban the use of bows and crossbows to hunt animals. This ban will come in effect through a proclamation made present the section of 66 of the National Parks and Wildlife Act 1972 by the Governor of South Australia. It is expected that the ban would come into effect in later 2024. The ban would make it illegal for any person to use a bow or crossbow to hunt any animals in South Australia without exception. This applies to all people and in all settings, and any person found to be in breach of this ban may face a fine of up to $1,000. This ban is not intended to restrict ownership of bows and crossbows and would not limit the recreational use of these devices, for example, target archery and outside of hunting." Which is just devastating. They do have another consultational period that you can send an email through to wildlife@sa.gov.au by the 5th of April. I've already done that. I advise everyone to go through. I've posted up on my social media. If you want to find any further information on the ban, go to https://environment.sa.gov.au/bowhunting. They basically just have how it's coming into effect, what it's happening, what it's going to include. The ban's going to include holders of the basic hunting permit, Aboriginal hunting. So Aboriginal people, if they wish to hunt with a bow and arrow, it is now illegal, which, you know, is freaking stupid. Landholders, family members or agents of a landholder, and bow fishing, which is just stupid. You know, all of these things in the original one that they put out 2 years ago, that they said that none of this was going to affect any of that, which it is now has. You know, someone like me, if I am not hunting or fishing, I am bow fishing, taking invasive species like carp out of the river, you know, and it's been pretty successful. You know, I've taken, you know, well over 1,000 breeding fish out of the river systems and backwaters with a bow, and many of us have. And yeah, it's just so stupid that these politicians can use their feelings over facts to push shit that they're getting, you know, probably getting money from people like the RSPCA to push this shit through. Yeah, it just makes me so mad. Everyone I've spoken to, it makes so mad. You know, it's going to force a lot of people to sell their bows. There's going to be no, you know, they're not going to give us anything for our bows. You know, we've all got, you know, thousands of dollars of equipment that we can no longer use in South Australia. And it's just devastating, heartbreaking. It makes me mad. You know, we're going to have to do trips interstate. But hey, if they're going through this just for bow hunting, everything's coming next. Duck hunting, spear fishing. Look, if you can't bow fish anymore, they're not going to allow spear fishing soon. That's gone. Hunting's gone. Duck hunting's gone. And they're just slowly eroding all of our rights. Like, we all need to come together. And just because this is happening in South Australia at the moment, other states are going to follow. So if we don't rise up and fight this with everything we have, put money into it, billboards, lawyers, everything, you know, if you have any other ideas on how to fight this, you know, message me, message Shasa, message Robbie at Blood Origins, you know. Fuck, like, maybe we should, you know, people need to, you know, reach out to Joe Rogan and make him aware of this, reach out to John Dudley, all of these big name celebrities in the archer, like the archery hunting world, you know, any of these celebrities that hunt, and, you know, make them come out against Susan Close and make people aware that don't have any clue about what's happening more aware. You know, it's a hard one. It's a devastating one. I could rant about it for hours. All I can say is fight it. Send emails to this email. I'll put it in there, but it's wildlife@sa.gov.au. Keep the emails respectable. You know, you don't want to go in there swearing and abusing them and all of that. You know, go to Susan Close's Instagram and Facebook, leave her comments, send her links to studies that prove everything that she is pushing is wrong. And yeah, if you have any more ideas or you have anyone you want me to speak to about this, let me know and we'll see what we can do. And hopefully we can fight this ban before it comes into place. I am, yeah, absolutely pissed off, upset, full of all of these emotions. And I just thought I'd jump on here. And for people that aren't seeing it all on Facebook, that they're able to listen to it, share this around, share the posts around and email. And even if you have friends, family that don't hunt, get them to email this email. You know, the best thing we can do is blow this up. You know, I'm not sure whether starting a petition's going to work. Susan Close, from what I've heard, she's met up with the heads of ABA and a lawyer, and they pretty much got told to shut their mouth because they weren't from South Australia. So I don't think she's, you know, it's a hard one. I don't think she's taking on board anything anyone from South Australia, anyone not from South Australia, is putting forward. So, you know, I don't even know if we publicly put this out here to, you know, people like Joe Rogan and Meat Eater and, you know, all these other awesome figures in the public that hunt, that can, you know, just absolutely bombard these people with emails, whether they're from South Australia or not. Because once it goes here, it's going everywhere else. But thank you for listening to me rant. I'm off. And yeah, let me know if there's anything else that you can think of that we can do to fight this ban. Thank you. Thank you for joining us on another episode of Hunting Connection Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed our discussions and gained valuable insights into the world of hunting, fishing, and the outdoors. To stay connected with us and never miss out on an update, please be sure to follow us on social media, all at Hunting Connection Podcast. We appreciate your support and would love for you to share the podcast with your friends and family. Don't forget to tag us in your hunting photos on social media and let us know about your experiences. Your feedback is invaluable to us, so please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. Together, we continue growing and delivering more captivating episodes for all hunting enthusiasts. Stay connected, stay informed, and keep pursuing your passion for the hunt. Until next time, happy hunting.